The Edmund Fitzgerald sank just 15 miles from the safety of Whitefish Bay in eastern Lake Superior. There were no distress calls, no witnesses, and no survivors of the Fitzgerald's 29-member crew. Dudley Paquette captained the Laker Wilfred Sykes that same night. From a 1995 interview, Paquette says that was the worst storm he'd ever seen on the Great Lakes.
We were really out right in the middle of the lake. Just huge seas, 30, 35-foot seas, 30-foot at least. I was registering 70 steady, 70 not steady, with gusts up to 100. Just huge seas. I was completely awash, and the water was flying right over the top of my bridge.
Now Wisconsin Sea Grant scientists are working on a model in the Apostle Islands that can spot rogue waves. Coastal engineering specialist Gene Clark says these freak waves are usually 3 to 4 times the size of other waves.
They can often come in a different direction as the main swells. So the ship captain may steer his vessel into the main train of waves, and then this extra large rogue wave comes from the side and can easily capsize it.
Clark says the wave information would be both online and used in the National Weather Service's marine forecast for boaters.
It certainly could help mariners, and indeed would help ships, maybe not as large as the Edmund Fitzgerald, but certainly commercial fishermen or recreational fishermen going out amongst the islands.
This new project, covering the 22-island Apostle Archipelago, will begin next year and be finished in 2 years. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.